dictionary of personalities of the Gospels, found in the Guidebook to the Gospels by H.P. Lancaster.
Annas, the unscrupulous. Annas is the Greek form of Hananiah, meaning Yahweh hath been gracious. He was an astute and powerful ecclesiastical statesman, a Sadducee who took part not only in the trial of Jesus, but also in those of Peter and John. Annas was a high priest at Jerusalem, being appointed to the position about 87 by Quirinius, governor of Syria, and he was deposed by the procurator of Judea, Valerius Gratus, about AD 16. Each of his five sons became high priest, and he was father-in-law of Caiaphas. Even though Annas was no longer officiating high priest when Jesus was arrested, he was yet the most influential priest and still bore the title. Caiaphas deferred to him. Thus to him Jesus was first taken, and after being examined by him, was sent bound to Caiaphas. When Peter and John were subsequently arrested, Annas was prominent amongst their examiners. The next person we'll consider is Archelaus, the assassin. The name Archelaus means the people's chief. He was the elder of two sons whom a Samaritan wife bore to Herod the Great, the younger one being Antipas, afterwards Herod the Tetrarch. With his brother Antipas and his half-brothers Herod and Philip, he received his education at Rome. While there, Antipater, a half-brother of his, falsely accused him and Philip of plotting to murder their common father. But Archelaus and Philip were acquitted, and the crime which the accuser had alleged against others, being brought home to himself, he was put to death. Herod the Great died immediately afterwards in 4 BC. When his will, which had been altered a few days previously, was opened, it was found that the greater part of the kingdom was left to Archelaus, though tetrarchies had been cut out of it for Antipas and Philip, and some cities reserved to Herod's sister Salome. At that time, however, Rome dominated Judea, and Archelaus prudently refrained from ascending the throne until he'd received formal approval from Augustus, the Roman Emperor. He decided to personally interview Augustus to this end. But before he left for Rome, an unhappy incident occurred. A number of people who felt they had a grievance appealed for it to be redressed by strong measures immediately. The demand was premature, but they would take no denial. When they could not have their way, they rioted at the Passover until, against his will, for he desired to gain popularity, Archelaus had to repress it by military action, and some 3,000 people were slain. In consequence, a deputation of Jews was dispatched to Rome to urge the emperor to reject his application. His younger brother Herod Antipas also appeared as his rival, petitioning that he, in place of Archelaus, might be made king. But the deference of Archelaus won for him the support of Augustus, and he received confirmation of the appointment. But once in power, Archelaus became barbarously cruel. He ruled with appalling ruthlessness, and in an atmosphere of increasing fear, hate, and opposition. Jews and Samaritans both dispatched embassies to Augustus, complaining of his excesses and of his complete indifference to the lives and feelings of his subjects. Finally, his conduct became so bad and such a disgrace to the Roman Empire that in the 10th year of his administration, which was around AD 6, he was deposed by Augustus and banished to Vienne in Gaul, and his wealth put into the imperial treasury. In Egypt, shortly after the death of Herod the Great, Joseph, in charge of the infant Jesus, heard rumours of the brutality of Archelaus and feared to take the child back to Judea. He prayed for further instructions, and as a result, instead of returning to Bethlehem, he ascended north into Galilee, where Antipas, the brother of Archelaus, ruled, and took up residence again in the city of Nazareth. The parable of the nobleman referred to in Luke 19 seems based upon the action of Archelaus in travelling to Rome to receive his authority and of the citizens of his realm in opposing him. The final person with a name beginning with A that we'll consider is Augustus, the first of the emperors. Augustus means august or honourable, and it was added to his original name, Caius Caesar Octavianus, as a compliment to his own greatness. From the month, August, which was before called Sextilis, received its name, so that every August commemorates the emperor, whose decree sent Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem. On the assassination of Julius Caesar, his will directed that his grand-nephew, Octavius, assumed the title of Caesar. For a time, he ruled jointly with two others. But in 31 BC, he became sole ruler and assumed the title of emperor, the first of the Roman emperors, of the Roman rulers to do so. As the Emperor Augustus, he reigned until his death in 14 AD in his 67th year. Although Augustus did not like Jews, he favoured them from policy and requested that sacrifices be offered daily in the temple in Jerusalem at his expense. He was friendly to Herod, recognising that in him he had a valuable ally. Caesarea Philippi and Caesarea by the Sea were built in his honour by Herod. Augustus was captivated by the charm of Herod, the Idumean, though he viewed his executions of his relations with astonishment and horror. He is reputed to have said that he would rather be one of Herod's pigs than one of his sons.